Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bible Podcast. This is episode 178, and happy Friday to you if you're watching this when it comes out. If you are on audio only and you have not found your way over to the YouTube channel, we appreciate you. We're podcast people. Obviously, we love podcasts. I love not having to watch, but if you want to, we're here for you. So we're just, the invite is open. Come over and hang out with us.
Come hang out.
We're going to be in Hebrews 11 today. We read the first half on Monday and we're going to read the second half today. And before we even say nothing else, we're just going to jump into it.
It was by faith that Jacob, when he was old and dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and bowed in worship as he leaned on his staff. It was by faith that Joseph, when he was about to die, said confidently that the people of Israel would leave Egypt. He even commanded them to take his bones with them when they left. It was by faith that Moses' parents hid him for 3 months when he was born. They saw that God had given them an unusual child, and they were not afraid to disobey the king's command. It was by faith that Moses, when he grew up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to share the oppression of God's people instead of enjoying the fleeting pleasures of sin. He thought it was better to suffer for the sake of Christ than to own the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking ahead to his great reward. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. It was by faith that Moses commanded the people of Israel to keep Passover and to sprinkle blood on the doorsteps so that the angel of death would not kill their firstborn sons. It was by faith that the people of Israel went right through the Red Sea as though they were on dry ground, but when the Egyptians tried to follow, they were all drowned. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days and the walls came crashing down.
It was by faith that Rahab the prostitute was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of the faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, I don't know how to say that one, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouth of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. Women received their loved ones back again from death. But others were tortured, refusing to turn from God in order to be set free. They placed their hope in a better life after the resurrection. Some were jeered at, and their backs were cut open with whips. Others were chained in prisons. Some died by stoning, some were sawed in half, and others were killed with a sword. Some went about wearing skins of sheep and goats, destitute and oppressed and mistreated. They were too good for this world, wandering over deserts and mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. All these people earned a good reputation because of their faith, yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God had something better in mind for us so that they would not reach perfection without us.
First of all, what a strong ending.
Bam. It says that all these people earned a good reputation because of their faith. Like, and then it does say, yet none of them received all that God has promised, because like you were saying off camera, that was Old Testament, mm-hmm. right? So like we have not, there's no ascending to heaven being in the glory with the Lord. Right. Yeah. But they earned a good reputation because of their faith. There's something in that. Because like, if you think about having that faith that's credited to you as righteousness and everything, it's like, it's one thing to say it, and it's mm-hmm. totally different to walk it out. Like when it's mm-hmm. giving the examples where even like Daniel, right, getting thrown in the lion's den, I don't think he thought that was going to end like that,
no.
you know? But he had the faith to persevere. And exactly what we talked about with Abraham, I love that story. I know we hear it a lot and like preachers talk about it a lot, but for good reason. The Lord said, go. I'll tell you, but go, start walking. Like Abraham had to leave without really knowing where he was going. I don't think he even knew what direction to go in. He was just, go.
Mm-hmm.
To the land, I will tell you. Like he hadn't even gotten any instruction on it yet. And I feel like it's just one of those things that it's easy to read about and be like, well, whatever. But imagine if that was you. Mm-hmm. If you were packing up your family and your kids and all this stuff, and it was like, go. Okay, go where? you know, like living that, it, what makes me think of is living this life of faith in the Lord and trust in Him to the point where you get in your car and it's like, all right, left or right, where are we going? This highway or that highway? You know, like, could you imagine what it would look like turn by turn, stop sign by stop sign, stoplight by stoplight, if you were going on a road trip with the Lord and just went somewhere?
I used to call that my superpower because that is something I would do is, and I would get lost purposefully. And then I would just be like, okay, how am I getting home? Turn left here? Okay. Turn right there? Okay. Do I need a turn? No. Oh, go straight? Okay. Like, there is a level of, like, literally, like, putting your life in His hands. Like,
yes.
And yes. I feel like even this is, like, some of these stories that they were, that is being brought up in Hebrews, a lot of it also has to do, like, having the fear of the Lord also, right? Like, yeah. Even in the story that you said, like, with Abraham, I have such strong reverence for you, Lord, that I'm just going to do what you say, and I'm just going to...
We'll figure it out on the way.
We'll figure it out, because you know He loves you.
Yeah.
And he wants the best for you. So wherever you're going can't be terrible, you know?
Yeah. Truth. I think that's good. So what's our encouragement for the people?
My encouragement for the people is, you know, sometimes you just got to surrender and put your life in the Lord's hands.
Mm, come on. Yes.
And have the faith that He's going to carry you through.
That's right.
And that everything will be okay, because the Bible says that He works all things together for the good of those who love Him
and are called according to His purpose. I think it's just it.
Amen. Like, let me be called according to your purpose, Lord.
Amen.
Shikirabai. Anyways.
No, but that's good. Like, when you said that, it made me think of, because the thing about faith is, people are like, that's crazy. It's only crazy till it happens. And so when it talks about,
come on,
it's only crazy till it happens, because it talks about faith is credited to you as righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they'll call you crazy until it happens.
Noah was a madman until it started raining.
Come on, somebody. But he is righteous. Hallelujah. The Lord will credit to you. So go be righteous.
Go be righteous.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.